Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ho, Doctor! Week 7 in the NFL. And it concludes tonight, Jones. There's actually another double header for Monday Night Football, which we'll have more on later. But still plenty of action yesterday, including the Miami Dolphins and the Cleveland Browns.
Jenkins' first pick with Cleveland. Jenkins bangs it in!
Yes.
Touchdown number 3 for the rookie! And the Cleveland Browns pouring it on here in the fourth.
The Patriots' next opponent, the Cleveland Browns, get their second win of the season, 31-6 over the Miami Dolphins. So let me, Quinshon Judkins, you heard there, teammates with Henderson. He had 3 touchdowns.
Looks yeah.
A lot better than Henderson does.
It seems yeah. like, and the Patriots.
Is that more touchdowns than touches?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
Think
yeah,
so.
It might be.
Think so.
Yeah, I think they needed to re-scout Ohio State. Yeah.
A little bit. What happens first? This is a classic game we like to play called What Happens First. Does Mike McDaniel get fired?
Probably.
Or does Tua get benched?
Oh, no, that's going to be Tua getting benched. I think
Tua gets benched, then McDaniel gets fired, then Tua gets back in.
All indications as of this morning, and look, yeah. This can change quickly because Schefter said last week Callahan wasn't going to get fired, and then he got fired. But all indications are that no changes are happening with McDaniel. But McDaniel said after the game, they're looking at everything. I think Tua gets benched.
Probably time to sit down. 1-6 start. They're way worse than I think anybody would have anticipated. Tua was 12 of 23 for 100 yards, 3 interceptions,
ugh.
And he fumbled 3 times. Now, he didn't lose any of the fumbles, so he really had 3 turnovers, but he did have 3 fumbles
nice.
In the game. They were an absolute disaster. And that Cleveland defense is pretty good. They also sacked Tua a couple times.
And
Quinn Ewers a couple times.
Cleveland defense is quite good. That's a really good defense.
Yeah, really good. All right, the other team that was playing this week in the AFC East was the New York Football Jets. They were taking
what
on the, okay, I'll tell you. They were taking on the Carolina Football Panthers.
Young, can he find anybody? Yes, he can! Touchdown, Xavier Leggett!
Chris Myers, just super
smooth. Look, man of few words.
I was going to say.
What a word picture he painted.
He really does.
Yeah. You knew what happened.
Young, can he find anybody?
Sort of like Gary Tangway, but like
yeah.
the national version of play-by-play.
Less is more
Tangway.
But no, look, it's important to know what's going on
yeah.
during the broadcast. That doesn't happen during all radio broadcasts, so it's good to know what's going on.
Well, the Jets' yeah. Defeated season still intact. They are 0-7 now. 0-7, they lost to the Panthers. Your Panthers, Jones, 4-3. Don't count out Jones' AFC South pick.
Don't you?
Or playoff team.
No, no, no.
I had the Bucs. My bad.
Well,
my
they're
bad.
In the NFC, first of all. But yeah, I had them in the playoffs. Yeah.
Could be anywhere. They could literally play for anybody. So Panthers with a 13-6. That touchdown right there was the touchdown in the game. So if you
nice.
Like touchdowns, that was it.
That's the whole thing.
That was it. But yeah, the Jets are horrible.
Well, Fields probably is getting benched. This is.
Oh, yeah. I would think so.
This is their chance to win a game. It's Cincinnati this week. And I'm not saying I'm picking them, but like this is a chance for the Jets to get their win.
You have your guy Flacco?
Yeah, I'm just saying it's a chance. Yeah.
A chance.
Cincinnati? I don't know who else they have the potential to beat.
If you needed a win, are you calling Justin Fields or Tua?
Oh, Tua.
For a real win, Tua. For a fantasy win, maybe Fields?
Yeah, well, yeah, fantasy Fields. Yeah, I'm praying they keep it for fantasy.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, for Tua in real life, yeah.
Don't look now, but the Kansas City Chiefs, I think, are just fine.
Hey, what happened?
Well, they took on the Raiders, Jones, and it was all Chiefs.
Looks left, throws left, and it is caught by Rice for his second touchdown of the game.
Kind of quietly having an MVP season, Patrick Mahomes. Slow start for the team. They're just 4-3 on the year, but three touchdown passes. They embarrassed the Vegas Raiders.
Well, and credit to you. Your survivor pick was much smoother and much more relaxing than mine.
I had no problems.
Yeah.
I had no problems. So we both 7 weeks in on the survivor. That's going to be a new record.
Still cooking.
Has anyone ever done that?
I doubt it.
No chance.
Furthest I've ever been.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's go to the Colts and the Chargers.
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you.
It's a good coach right there. It's Taylor on the acceleration. Touchdown.
Guy's having an unbelievable season. That was actually his third touchdown. You didn't hear that in the clip. But 16 carries, 94 yards, three touchdowns for Jonathan Taylor as the Colts go on the road and they beat the Chargers. Indianapolis is the top team in the AFC with a 6-1 record. Chargers fall to 4-3.
So he won't win the MVP? What would he have to do to win it?
Indiana Jones?
No,
Jonathan Taylor?
Like 2,000 yards and they go 16-1.
And like a touchdown record.
Yeah.
It would have to be that to maybe get a vote.
But if Saquon did similar to that last year and finished third.
That's what I'm saying. So like, but he, right now, he is Saquon-ish.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's going to have that kind of numbers, but.
You got to have 2,000 rushing yards to be in the conversation. And then, yeah, you would have to have. So Saquon had a lot of his touchdowns taken away by Hurts.
Yeah,
so all true. You'd have to combine those two, which maybe you can. So Jonathan Taylor right now, who's held under 100 yards, still leads the league in rushing, but he's only on pace for just under 1,700 yards.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, yeah.
Not going to get it done.
24 touchdowns, though, he's on pace for.
If you're going to be the MVP of the league or the favorite who's a non-quarterback, it's him right now is, I guess, my point.
He'll be offensive player of the year, though.
He's the guy outside of the QBs.
That's why they have that other award. All right, it might be recency bias, Jones, but dare I say the game of the year between the Broncos and the Giants?
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. The Broncos dug themselves a little bit of a hole.
Yeah.
They failed to score the first three quarters of the game. They were in the fourth quarter, and it was 19-0 Giants. But the Broncos come storming back because of my guy Bo Nix to this point.
Nix will take it himself on 1st and 10.
All right, so they're able to take the lead. However, don't rule out Jackson Dart.
No.
He gets all the way down to the goal line thanks to a pass interference penalty under a minute to go.
Dart will run it himself and dives.
Oh, they're saying he's short.
Short inside the one.
Dart's saying he got in. The clock is rolling.
He did.
Or it should be.
He's in.
Let's see. He catches.
Yep.
Charge timeout.
Need in.
Timeout. What? He's in.
I don't know. I don't think his knee ever went down.
You're right, touch, guys. Yeah,
you nailed
right.
it.
Yeah.
But they would miss the extra point.
Oh, so boy.
Under 40 seconds to play in the game, they miss the extra point, but the Giants have a 32-30 lead over the Broncos. But Jones, that's entirely too much time for a Bo Nix-led offense, which gets a big completion down to Marvin Mims, setting up a potential game-winning field goal.
Lutz, 39-yard field goal for the win. He got it! Won.
The Broncos scored 33 points in the fourth quarter. It's the most points ever for a team that was shut out in the first three quarters of a game. They improved to 5-2. They're unbeaten at home. And the New York Giants that had this game won multiple times fall to 2-5. And Jackson Dart, three touchdowns, did have a bad pick in the fourth quarter, which helped lead to the Broncos' comeback.
The Patriots-Giants game later on this year, we keep mocking it.
That's, that might be fun.
That's going to be not just fun. That's going to be a tough game, I think.
You think it's going to be a tough game?
Yes.
Tougher game, Giants or Falcons?
Giants.
Falcons.
Giants.
Falcons.
Pats are going to be looking ahead to their bye week. It's nationally televised. That's going to be a hard game.
A nationally televised game, I think, might help that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Prevent the trap game?
Mm-hmm.
Look ahead. All right, Jaguars and Rams from London.
And he's throwing for it, and it's Adams. And we have history. Devontae Adams' third touchdown reception of the day.
And Matthew Stafford sets an international series record with his fifth touchdown throw.
The best part about no more London games is no more Rich Eisen.
Rich Eisen.
He's worse than Myers. I know you mock Chris Myers. He's worse than Myers.
No, I don't. Yeah, I do mock Chris
Myers. Aren't there two more international games, though?
No, there's probably 100 more.
No, there's a hiatus. There are more games on schedule, but there is not one this
weekend. I hope they never stop.
Yeah.
Just all London games. What, give me the London team.
Oh,
that's coming.
It is.
Now, this was a blowout. Rams 35-7 over the Jaguars. Jacksonville 4-3. Showing themselves to be a bit of a fraud.
Coming undone for
Jaguars,
my
Chargers, Steelers. Yeah, yeah. This is all good news for the Patriots. Like those
three teams.
Yes.
Yes.
All frogs.
Yes.
All three of them across the board. Your guy, Matthew Stafford, though, was good. And Rams are 5-2. Travis Hunter, though, like doesn't really play defense? Or did he in this game?
Well,
he
no.
Did, right?
They
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
He scaled his defense. No, he made one nice play down the field on Adams. But number one, BTJ got hurt. Brian Thomas got hurt.
Yeah.
But he was already more involved offensively before that. Cohen came out earlier in the week and said he's going to be more involved on offense.
So you
finally saw what he could do as a receiver. As his first real good game as a receiver.
Yeah, 8 catches, 101 yards, and a touchdown for Travis Hunter. But overall, a terrible game for the Jaguars. What about the Eagles and the Vikings?
What happened?
Deep drop for Hurts, trying to find something downfield. And it's Devontae Smith. He's loose. He's got it. He is gone. Touchdown, Eagles.
Devontae Smith, 9 catches, 183 yards in that touchdown. A.J. Brown, 4 catches, 121 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And yet it still seems like they all hate each other.
No, they do.
After the game, Devontae Smith was like, yeah, that was open all game. I said we should do that more. And, like, I don't know why we didn't do that more. Like, these guys had crazy numbers. Hurts threw for 326, and they were pissed they didn't throw more.
No.
Like, we had it all day.
I'd be pissed all year if I were those guys. They're so fixated on getting to 3rd-and-2 so they can run the dumb tush push on 2 different plays. They don't even throw all game.
Did you see what the Vikings
did?
They could
do this all year. I did see this.
So now this isn't my strategy. My strategy would be sign Desmond Watson, the 450-pound D tackle from Florida.
The tugboat.
The tugboat.
Yep.
Just put him on the center and be like, good luck.
Yeah.
They went with a different plan, which was have somebody lay down in front of the center.
And just have everybody else lined up ready to go. Good.
I don't think it works.
Well,
it's a good strategy. I like the attempt.
I
don't think it works.
I like the teams are trying something different. Yeah.
But the Eagles are 5-2. But I don't. How is that going to work? It doesn't seem like they're happy. I don't know what they're going to do there.
I don't believe it.
For a team that won the Super Bowl and has a good record,
really talented.
Yeah.
I don't believe in them at all because something is off with that team. Yeah.
Something's off. Let's go to the NFC Beast. We have the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Commanders.
Hey, what happened?
Well, Jones's touchdown parlay pick.
Prescott, a lot of time. Airs it out deep down the field. CeeDee Lamb breaks the tackle. No one home. Touchdown, Dallas.
There you go. Dallas Cowboys put up 44 points on the Commanders. Get a 44-22 win. Dallas is 3-3-1 because of that tie with Green Bay. Commanders fall to 3-4, and we also got a lot of Marcus Mariota in this one.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, Daniel's getting an MRI today.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who's in the MVP mix. They got to win more games. Dak.
Dak, yeah, he was a couple years ago when he was healthy. I'm telling you,
look,
Dak's good. People hate Dak Prescott for some reason. He's good.
You've been talking up Dak every time we talk QBs.
Thank you.
And he's playing incredible.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
All right, we have a few more games to get to, but we can put a pause on that.
We'll circle back
to those. We'll circle back.
All right, it's Patriots Monday here on WEEI, Jones and Keefe. And we're joined every Monday by Patriots linebacker Christian Ellis. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Christian Ellis, how are we doing this week?
I'm good. How about you guys?
We're doing great. We saw some of the videos in the locker room after the game. Seemed like you guys were excited to get a win for Mike Vrabel against his former team. How did it feel to get that done?
Yeah, no, it felt really good, you know. Especially, you know, we've been on the road so much lately. It felt good to, you know, top it off with the final win before we can play at home again.
You know, things are going well. Team's 5-2 right now. You mentioned the winning streak that's going on. Hard to nitpick too much, but one thing that even Coach Vrabel was talking about is maybe some of these slow starts. You know, you guys got behind 10-3 in the first quarter. Tennessee's probably their best offensive drive was early in the game. Anything you can point to as to why that has been so far this season?
You know, I think it really just comes down to it's hard to pinpoint one specific thing, right? You know, it could be a multitude of reasons, but I'd say from things I've noticed, maybe just locking in on our assignment keys techniques just a little bit sooner in the game and just realizing what they're trying to do to us, that because, you know, what they did to us that game was a little different than what I thought they were going to open up the game with. So just being able to react better on the fly, because I feel like we've done good jobs in, you know, other games, starting the game fast. Bill's game comes to mind. But yeah, I would say for me, I'll just speak for myself. Maybe just trying to recognize what they're trying to do to us earlier than later.
Did you get a chance to stay up? I know you guys were traveling back, so I don't know how this all coincided. Did you get to watch your brother get an interception last night?
I did. I was there.
Oh, you were there?
I wasn't there in person.
Oh, okay.
No, sorry.
Watching a lot. I was going to say,
there at my house. I was at my house.
And you guys play them in a couple of weeks? I mean, how will, not to get ahead of ourselves, but how will you kind of handle that crosstalk a couple of weeks from now?
You know, it would just be another game. It would be another game, but it would just be a little bit of bragging rights on the side.
How does that work each week? I'm sure do you try to watch every game? Do you talk to each other every week and just sort of keep up with how things are going? How often are you in contact with your brothers?
I talk to them almost every single day. And then we do go over hey, what do you think of this? Like, what do you think of what these guys are doing? When he played the Bills a few weeks back, he was like, hey, what'd you see out there? And I was able to give him some tidbits on what I thought about the Bills, stuff like that. So, yeah, it's good.
Do you ever stop and just think about how crazy it is to have like a whole family full of players in the NFL? Like how wild that is?
Yeah, you know, God has blessed us. We cannot complain. We have amazing parents that just gave us the work ethic, and then, you know, God gave us the abilities to play, and so, yeah, we've been blessed. it is not lost on us that we are a very blessed family.
Well, you guys are 4-0 on the road. You've certainly been blessed there. At home, 1-2 thus far this season. How do you right that ship and get that fixed starting this weekend against Cleveland?
Yeah, you know, I think every week we get better. Every week we learn something new about ourselves, areas where we can find, like, oh, here's a chip in our armor. This is where we need to focus on next. And I think if we keep doing that, if we keep refining each other, you know, iron sharpens iron, then we'll be good.
Okay, Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker, every Monday here on Jones and Keefe. Thanks so much for the time. Best of luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you next Patriots Monday.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, thank you.
Christian Ellis joining us here. We'll continue What Happened, which is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We'll wrap up week 7 next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.